Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join up the Goodyear Hotline. Here we are on ESPN Radio. What's going on, Key? What's going on, Jay?
Need some positivity this morning, Max. Raise the voice.
All right, what you're hearing is not a lack of positivity, as you say. It's another competitive, primetime game. They don't stop with the primetime games being competitive. And I'm bleary.
You're an angry elf.
I picked up my phone. I let my kid play Roblox on my phone because the little one doesn't have a device, right? The others are playing Roblox with him. Yeah, you can play that. So I get it back. I charge it. I see texts from everybody as usual, 100,000 texts on that text chain for the show. I texted Evan, like, I need sleep. These primetime games are killing me.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to be doing, though, man. It's your job. When you dreamed of having this job, you didn't dream of complaining about sleep. You just decided, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to stand in the mirror with my brush, and I'm going to get it done.
You know, any job I dreamt of having, though, I was asleep. That's the point. I was dreaming.
Yeah, you got to stand in the mirror, Jay.
That's what great athletes do, Max. You train, you compete, and then you train again. The switch never turns off.
You got to train your mind and your body to be able to stay up and watch it all the way to the last water drip. That's what you do. In San Francisco, I got it. I just put it together. San Francisco, water, rain, late, drip, the last drip. Did you get it?
I got it. I got the whole thing. So, guys, meantime, the question is still open. Who is the best team in the AFC?
Who is the best team in the AFC?
It's the Bills. I've been trying to tell y'all. No, they lost to the Titans. I know they could have won the game. It's still the Bills. I've been holding on to that. How many more players do the Baltimore Ravens need to lose? Like, they're depleted.
It could be the Bills. It could be Cincinnati. It could be Tennessee. It could be the Raiders. It could be the Chargers, who's off.
Kia, the question is after last night, are the Colts in that conversation?
No. Colts aren't in that conversation. They beat San Francisco in a monsoon. I mean, San Francisco is a good football team, not a great football team. And Indianapolis clearly is starting to get better. Carson Wentz is getting better. They're just playing better. Mm. We'll know about them when Tennessee and Indianapolis face off against each other, which is huge. But Carson Wentz has certainly come to the party. The Philadelphia Eagles don't like to see it because their draft pick will elevate if Carson Wentz struggles. I mean, you know. And so, or better yet, it will elevate if he wins. They would like to see it. And he's doing a tremendous job. You can't complain about the way he's playing. He's winning, and I think that that's the key for Indy. But this really is about Jimmy Garoppolo last night. It's really about what the San Francisco 49ers look like with the investment that they put in to go up to get Trey Lance. Now, Trey Lance is sidelined due to injury. Jimmy G gives them the best option right now until they make a decision. But at the same time, this football team does not look like the team that a lot of people envision, Jay, at the start of the year would probably contend for the division. It would be the Seattle's, the Rams, the Arizona's we all had in last place, and it would be the San Francisco 49ers who fight those three teams.
I feel as if for the Colts, Jonathan Taylor's an absolute beast, rushed for over 100 yards again last night, and Carson Wentz showing you that rushing threat, you know, being able to get the ball down the field, making plays. Frank Wright, a big-time play, third and I think it was 37, going in fourth quarter. They decided to go for it by throwing the ball to Pittman. That's not what they've done in the past. You know, he's either tried to run the ball or he's kicked the field goal. He decided to be aggressive. I like what I'm seeing from the Colts moving forward. But fascinating conversation about Jimmy G is I feel like he's a cog in the machine, whereas Trey Lance has a chance to be the engine that actually jumpstarts the machine. And watching Carson Wentz just having that rushing threat last night, knowing that Jimmy G is not a premium athlete, feels like he's a lot more one-dimensional. Whereas with Trey Lance, you just feel – granted, the offense may not have a high ceiling this year, but it just feels like they have a lot more opportunity to grow with the attributes that Trey Lance brings to the table as opposed to Jimmy G.
They haven't given Jimmy G outside of Kittle. They really haven't given Jimmy G a whole lot to work with, to be honest with you, because Debo Samuel, Ayuk is, I mean, what is, you know, I mean, like, he Debo's was supposed good. To be Debo's he was supposed good. To be the guy, but Debo is not a one. Debo's a piece.
On this team, he's a
you
one.
You know, but then that, you can't win with a Debo being your one when he's really a 2-3 guy.
Yeah, look, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Key mentioned it. Jimmy G was healthy enough to start. But listen to this. After the game, Kyle Shanahan was asked if Jimmy G would start next week, and this is what he said.
I would guess so. You know, I'm going to watch this tape and see if guys are healthy, first of all. And I know where our guys are at. It was good for Jimmy to be able to get healthy enough to play in this game today. I got a whole team to worry about. I'm not just thinking about what the quarterback situation right now. I'm going to evaluate everything, see where our team's at, see what gives us the best chance to beat Chicago, and see what our options are. I mean, that's what you go into each week, finding out your options. We had two quarterbacks who were hurting this week. Jimmy was able to come back and play. We'll see if Trey can next week. Still not sure yet, but I got a lot of things to figure out.
That was Straight Talk. Was it Straight Talk? Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Guys, here's what's so interesting about what both of you guys said, what we've been talking about, this whole situation. Right, Jimmy G is a piece. Look, he was one throw away from winning a Super Bowl, all that. Trey Lance has the potential to be a much more dynamic player. But how do you develop him when you feel like you can compete, right? And you have a quarterback in Jimmy G who you can compete with. So once they fall, what is it, Key? Is it they need to kind of fall out of things a little to say, okay, to hell with it, we're going to start Trey Lance and develop him? Or is it that Trey Lance gives you the best chance to win when you believe that you start Trey Lance?
I don't know that Trey Lance gives you the best chance to win. What have we seen from Trey Lance in a limited amount of time that makes you think that Trey Lance is the answer? The head coach there, Kyle Shanahan, was asked a question about Jimmy G being the starter. He said, I guess he would. I guess so. Doesn't know at this time because there's a lot to evaluate after the end of a game. For all he knows, he may go back in there and Jimmy G may have a bee sting on his elbow and it swells up the size of a grapefruit. So for him to say, yeah, he's my starter, I know that's what people want to hear. I know that they want him definitively after the game to be able to say, he's the starting quarterback going forward, don't ask me that again. It doesn't work like that after a game, especially when I just lost. When I lost, I got a lot to evaluate. I guess he is going to be. I would guess so. Why would you ask me that question?
Well, because you wouldn't ask that. Put it this way.
I would guess so. I don't know.
You just wouldn't ask that question on a lot of other franchises, right?
Like with established
quarterbacks. It would just be something known. You would know that the starter.
We already know, though, Jay, that there's an issue at the quarterback spot because you drafted a guy to go up and get. But remember, there's injuries involved. So for me to go out on a limb after a game and say, yeah, Trey Lance is the starter next week. I don't even know if Trey's healthy. We barely rolled Jimmy out there broken up.
Yeah, and Trey has that spring knee as well. That's a subject. But I'm with you to a degree, Key. I just think the fact that it is open, that uncertainty is something that people are going to double and triple down on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Because that becomes a story within itself, that there is uncertainty.
You know what's funny, though? I understand now. Sometimes it takes me a second to see, Key, where you're coming from. I get it now. What you're saying, it seems to me, correct me if I'm wrong, is, look, we already know they drafted a quarterback high up because they have an injury-prone starter who's good but not great. And they're looking for a little more, and also he's injury-prone. So when the guy is coming off of injury and is not great, why – and the head coach answers truthfully, I guess, we all go, aha, you see that? We already knew that. Already knew it. I understand.
Germ spreading, though.
So that's why at first when you said that, I'm like, wait a minute, that's kind of a big deal. But you're like, yeah, it was already a big deal when they drafted a quarterback.
When they drafted him, it was already a big deal.
Right.
It was nothing.
Right.
I mean, look, Jimmy G didn't play great. He did some stuff that made you go, what the hell are you doing? Couple things. But at the same time, it was a monsoon. It was all. How can you evaluate the quarterback in that situation?
That's how we start the day. Start the day is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, visit Indeed.com. Then there's another top five pick who's already making an impact. But does that mean he was the right choice? See that, Jay? I got that second cup of coffee in me. Now I'm ready.
Jeez.
That's next. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
The For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance, all guests on the Goodyear Hotline. And we are asking on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, who is the best team in the AFC? Yes, Jay, I know you think the Bills.
I've been on the Bills.
You looked, I saw Bills. It was written all over your face. Could it be the Cincinnati Bengals? Because they had the biggest upset week seven with a shellacking of the Ravens at Baltimore.
I know.
And Joe Burrow, that dude, all he does is win. They were winning last year until he got hurt. All he does is win. All right. What do you think about the Bengals' upset win and the way they won, Key?
Yeah, it was impressive. They went in. I didn't think they would go into Baltimore and win. I mean, I just didn't. Baltimore owned them, but every now and then a team has its day and its chance, and they went in Baltimore and took care of business. Offensive side of the ball played well. Defensive side of the ball played well. Obviously, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase dominated in passing game. Joe Mixon added some umph in the running game. I mean, they're a good football team. Baltimore didn't have a good day. They really did not. Martindale, the defensive coordinator, didn't have any answers. They left Humphreys out on the island from time to time. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati, you got to tip your hat off to them. Are they legit? It's almost like a Cleveland Brown team a year ago. We're waiting still. We're just kind of waiting to see if they're going to bingle it as
with
they
a better
in the
quarterback,
past.
Though, wouldn't you say with a better quarterback than the Browns? Like, yes. I'll take Joe Burrow right now over Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, of course he's a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield, but the Browns gave us this hope last year that they were going to be good, and they stayed with it because everybody was still waiting for the Browns to Brown. Now everybody's waiting for the Bengals to Bengal. That's the reality of it because they've been so bad for so long.
Jay, Evan just got my ear. They were 2-6 with Burrow last year. I just remember them winning a couple games. But anyway.
What do you mean? What happened?
Because I said, hey, they were winning with Joe Burrow. They were 2-6 with him.
I missed that. Went right over my
he
head.
He was having a pretty good year, though, when he got hurt. Yeah,
really good
sorry,
year.
Sorry. Okay. Go ahead, Jay. What do you think of the Bengals?
I think the Bengals are legit. I still think there's a lot more to determine about where they could be, about what their ceiling is. But I give their defense credit last night, too. Now, granted, Baltimore, you know, outside of Lamar Jackson, when you only have 29 rushing yards, that speaks volumes about where you are. They've had a ton of injuries. Mm. But these are the games that last year
they got the best.
The Cincinnati Bengals would have lost.
AJ, right? They got the best roster running backs from 10 years ago, though.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Hey, go ahead, Jay. But if them dudes was, if they had those dudes – Four years ago? Yeah. 8 years ago?
Oh,
they be
depletion of injuries.
Best running back ever.
Ever.
Well, I mean, I guess that's the question I have for you guys very quickly, too. God. Are we going to watch the Ravens kind of come back down to reality, considering due to depletion of all the injuries on this team, right?
No.
It just requires so much of Lamar to do each and every night. Granted, he's been an MVP conversation, but it seems like it's a daunting task for them.
Remember I said last week, though, this you could have a stinker? That's what everybody was saying. I said last week that the Baltimore Ravens was rolling. And we were good. Oh, Lamar, they're going to do it. I said, man, but there's a stinker coming. And we start looking at the schedule. It's like, there's always going to be a stinker. Now, will they bounce back? Of course they're going to bounce
back.
Because they have a hell of a head coach, and they have a hell of a quarterback.
Question, though.
Answer.
This is what the fans want to know, Key.
Okay, here we go.
Who's the offensive rookie of the year so far?
It's Ja'Marr Chase. Okay. That's easy.
But I recall an agreement. We don't have debates. Key does not want to have debates on this show, so we'll call them agreements.
Conversations.
They're conversations.
Long dialogue.
They're anti-agreements. Yes. All right. Was Ja'Marr Chase the right pick? Right? Because you weren't so sure. Let's hear from Field Yates first, and then I want to see if Key is willing to admit his mistake. Here is Field Yates, host of ESPN NFL Insider.
What I was not anticipating is that Ja'Marr Chase would start with arguably the best 7 games for any rookie in NFL history. And 100% agree with the decision to take him right now. I don't know how you couldn't. He's been unbelievable. He's been amazing. But did I have some concerns about the pick at the time? I did.
Yeah, I like Phil. How Phil left himself some wiggle room. I agree with the decision right now. Right, a little wiggle room.
No doubt.
Are you asking me, is it the right decision?
Yeah, what I'm saying is, in retrospect, we have more knowledge now than we did then.
I had knowledge then, though, and I still would take the offensive lineman.
Knowing what you know now?
Knowing what I know, because when I look at Boyd and I look at T. Higgins, they give me something that I like. I can get a guy that got juice. I feel I can find me a receiver that got juice from within my system. It's hard as hell to find offensive linemen. You know how many times they look for offensive linemen that are in this league that they have to try to figure out and develop over time? Yep. I mean, teams are starving for offensive linemen, especially a tackle that's going to protect my Hall of Fame, potential Hall of Fame quarterback.
Like what Slater's doing for Justin Herbert.
What Slater's doing for Justin Herbert, what Jonathan Ogden did for many years for the Baltimore Ravens, or Jackie Slater did, or Anthony Munoz did. So I understand that this young man is putting up eye-popping numbers, and he's probably the best deep home run threat since Randy Moss entered into the NFL. You know, yes, I get all of that. But me personally, when we talk about a position that I played, my nephew went in the second round. He was NFL Offensive Player of the Year 2 years ago.
What about that, Jay?
When I get the football to a playmaker, they're going to deliver. So it's like, I get it, I understand it. It looks ooh-wee, but an offensive lineman that can protect my quarterback for the next 15 years is a little more valuable to me.
Jay, what about that? What he is talking about is value in the draft. Like, you can get very successful wideouts later in the draft. It's much harder to find ready-made tackles early in the draft. Where are you on
what happens when the talent, the ceiling of the talent and the opportunity, hey, this player could be something special, is actually met with the continuity of my quarterback and my wide receiver? There's continuity. They've been playing together for a while. They know each other's tendencies. Like, it's rare. It never really happens. But when you look at somebody like, hey, this guy could be a top 15, top 20 draft pick, and then there's also this continuity. I hear what you're saying about the left tackle, but at the same time, that continuity speaks volumes to me.
Yeah, see, but the continuity, I like it because it's good for television, it's good for sports talk radio to be able to say.
But it's good for playing,
They played together in college. Doesn't matter. He didn't play with T. Higgins at LSU, and they balled out as rookies together. I was a rookie. I didn't play with Neil O'Donnell. Randy Moss didn't play with Randall Cunningham.
I understand.
So,
but that doesn't mean that the other one's wrong either, right?
Well, as you would say, two things could be right or whatever.
Oh, come on. You had it this morning.
No, I'm not. But
They're not mutually exclusive.
Yes.
Well, that too. But it's like people use that and say, well, they played together in college. Duh. But it doesn't.
But wait, wait, Key, there's a bigger thing here.
Wait,
Key, Jay, there's a bigger thing here, which is I'm with you. Like, I don't know. To me, it seems like it would help in college. But if you tell me, no, they would ball that. There are plenty of combinations that didn't play. Right.
So many combinations.
But here's the big thing. Here's the big thing. I also thought it was a mistake. Take a receiver before a left tackle. But now we're starting to see early returns. If you have potentially Joe Montana and Jerry Rice, right? Like, they're putting up, as a rookie, as a second-year player who didn't play a lot because he got hurt, and a rookie, they're killing the game. So now
well,
I have to step back.
A guy who actually didn't even play college football last year.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. Exactly. So now I got to step back and just say, you know what? I thought they should have done something else, but the returns are the returns. I was wrong.
Yeah, I still would have taken left tackle. I like the kid. The kid is great, but I'm on a left tackle.
Yeah, each your own.
I am reminded of a Happy Days episode where the Fonz couldn't say he was wrong. Remember, he was like, I was roo.
But I'm not wrong, man.
We're asking at Key, Jay, and Max on Twitter. Who's the best team in the AFC? Be a part of KJM Nation on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed or call in line 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. We're asking that because the Kansas City Chiefs are not running away with the AFC this year. We'll tell you how they can turn it around.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
In his return to MetLife Stadium, Sam Darnold was benched after passing for 111 yards and an interception against the Giants. Darnold, who played with the Jets for his first three seasons, began his Panthers career 3-0. It's been a familiar feeling for Darnold since then. The Panthers have lost four straight, and here's Panthers head coach Matt Rhule on why he went from Darnold to P.J. Walker. Here's Matt Rhule.
Obviously, I pulled Sam in the game. Just felt like we needed some sort of a spark, you know, not that anything was necessarily him. I think it's all of them hoping PJ would go out there and, you know, make a run or do something to kind of get us going. You know, Sam will be our quarterback next week. He'll be our quarterback moving forward.
So far, we've had a little bit of a huddle offense. The benching of Darnold comes the same week Rumors circulated that the Panthers could pursue Deshaun Watson. Key, are those two stories related?
No, I don't think so at all. I think Matt Rhule wanted to make a decision. Coaches do this when they see an offense stall and an opportunity to still get back into something. Against the Giants, aren't a good football team. Although Daniel Jones was playing well, you still had an opportunity to win that football game. And once upon a time, that game was a baseball score. It was 5-3. So you got an opportunity to still climb back in. And Sam wasn't playing well for whatever reason in that stadium. He just isn't very good. Plus, Christian McCaffrey's not in the lineup. We saw when Christian McCaffrey was in the lineup, Sam Darnold looked like a home run hitter. Now, all of a sudden, it's a long way from 3-0. That's for damn sure, Jay.
Yeah, but is he that less effective without Christian McCaffrey? And
yep.
I think yeah. I think that's the point where you start looking at it. You're like, okay, this reminds me more of the Sam Darnold I saw in the Jets uniform more so than the one I saw for the first three games with the Panthers. And I think that's the biggest question that you have if you're Matt Rhule, if your Panthers moving forward, are like, what is this guy's ceiling considering he might make $19 million next year?
Yeah, see, I have a slightly different take on the he'll be fine type quarterbacks than you, Key. I think the league is not looking for those guys anymore. Without McCaffrey, it's like without Todd Gurley for Jared Goff several years ago. Suddenly they're not fine. What I was encouraged by Daniel Jones yesterday was he didn't have Saquon, he didn't have a lot of guys, and he was still fine. But that's what you really need to see, quarterbacks who can carry teams nowadays.
You mentioned Saquon Barkley. Dave Gettleman drafted Christian McCaffrey, didn't play yesterday. Saquon Barkley did play yesterday.
Yeah.
There's a common theme there.
Yeah, maybe don't draft running backs in the top five or six or seven. All right. The Panthers are on the hook, as you mentioned, for $18 million to Darnold next season after picking up his fifth-year option. Meanwhile, the Arizona Cardinals remain the lone unbeaten team in the NFL. They just squeaked by 31-5 over the Texans. It was a revenge win for former Texans J.J. Watt and DeAndre Hopkins. It's been a revenge season for all the Red Sea against Keyshawn Johnson. Let's check in with our guy, John Gambadoro from Arizona Sports 98.7 after the Cardinals' latest win. He's got something for you, Key.
7-0, Keyshawn. Read it a week. 7-0. You haven't believed in this team ever. I've been trying to tell you for years how good Kyler Murray is. I know the Cardinals were on the rise, but you didn't want to believe it. You kept saying, I want one more game. I need one more game. I need one more game. How many more games do you need? It's only 17 games in a season. They're 7-0. By the way, they're going to the playoffs, and they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender, whether you believe it or not. Now, the fans here, look, they don't really like you. Matter of fact, they despise you because you've never believed in this team, yet they have. You keep talking about all those other teams. But the Arizona Cardinals are one of the best teams in the National Football League. They have a chance to go all the way and win the Super Bowl. This offense is dynamic. DeAndre Hopkins hasn't had a 90-yard game receiving this year. They're sharing the wealth, yet he's got 7 touchdowns. He's got a chance to do some special things. This defense with Vance Joseph? Let's give Vance Joseph a lot of credit. He should be a head coach in the NFL next year with the job he's done with that defense. Look, I heard you put him number 1 in the power poll, trying to win over some of the fans here. We don't want that. Keep him at number 6, 7, or 8. We don't need your support here in Arizona. The Cardinals and Kyler Murray, your little mighty mouse, will take care of everything.
John, I love John. Well, here's what I would say. They certainly went out there and took care of business against the Arizona Cardinals, and they don't want to be number 1. Don't worry about it. They won't be number 1 tomorrow. Jeez. I'll show your ass, John.
Don't be spiteful.
he said it.
But don't hold that against the team. It's a fan.
No, he's not a fan. He 98.7 Arizona. He's one of the co-hosts of a show in Arizona on ESPN. But what I would say is Arizona's a good football team. And first of all, Kyler Murray's only been in the league like 3 years. So you haven't been telling me how great Arizona is for the longest, right? He said, I've been telling you forever. No, you told me one time last year when we had a bet. But look, Arizona is a good football team on both sides of the ball. Big test for them coming up this week against the Green Bay Packers. Huge test for them this week against the Green Bay Packers.
On short rest.
But on maybe short rest.
Maybe a bigger test for the Packers who've been beating up on bad teams and for the Cardinals.
Maybe it's a test for them. But I can surely tell you that Arizona is a good football team. Now, are they going 17-0? No. Are they going to the Super Bowl? No. No,
wow.
They're not going to the damn Super Bowl.
Are they going to the Super Bowl?
No.
Maybe.
It's a no.
Mark that one
it's
down.
A maybe.
Clip that for Twitter.
Give yourself some wiggle
no,
room.
No, I ain't giving myself no wiggle room.
This is where I...
Do they have anybody on that team that has Super Bowl experience?
What does that mean? Getting
deep
to the Super
run
Bowl?
Playoff
this
experience.
Year, maybe.
What does
deep
that mean?
Deep run playoff experience. No.
All right.
File that away. Ain't that what they
Milwaukee,
say?
The Milwaukee Bucks had nobody on their team last year that had NBA finals experience.
Okay, we're going to weave that in there now.
Wait a minute. The reason I brought up the Packers is I need to play some Aaron Rodgers sound here. Don't you want to hear from Aaron Rodgers on what he thinks of the offensive performance where they beat the Washington football team 24-10? Here is Aaron Rodgers. Remember, the Cardinals and the Packers play in, I don't know, three days from now. Okay, go ahead.
I think we're close. I think it was nice to get Bobby going. It was nice to get Allen a bunch of touches. We didn't run the ball very well. We didn't protect great first half. Good front. Really good front. Four first-rounders. But didn't protect necessarily that well. And we had some opportunities if we just hold up a little bit longer on some plays. I had to kind of deal it and get rid of it. So, but I feel like we're close. We got to keep finding ways to get the ball to our guys in space. But when our defense is playing like they did today, we're going to be tough to beat.
Yeah. All right. Here on the huddle offense, Key, we've been huddling. I need to ask you this question.
Yeah.
You have mentioned you're not so sure Aaron Rodgers is done in Green Bay.
No.
Is Aaron Rodgers done in Green Bay?
No, if our defense continues to play the way they're playing, we're going to win the Super Bowl and I'll be back next year. Mm. I'm just not telling y'all fools that keep thinking I'm leaving.
It's a good front. Good front, you know?
Good front. Yeah. Washington football team, what a great defense. But I shredded them anyway. No, I don't think Aaron Rodgers. I think if Aaron Rodgers wins the Super Bowl, he's not leaving. Anything short of that, yes, he'll probably leave. But if they go on and they win the Super Bowl, even if they got to the Super Bowl, I don't think he leaves.
I've just seen players win championships and leave. Kawhi Leonard. I mean, it happens in the history of the game. I don't know the damn answer to this question. It's something we're going to be trying to figure out the whole year. But, man, that offense looked good yesterday. It did. And when I think about the two offenses that are going to meet, them in Arizona, that's going to be a shootout.
Yeah, I didn't think Washington defense looked that bad. I thought the Packers offense just looked better. But I'll say this. If they win the Super Bowl, Key, I'm not sure that makes him more likely to stay or go.
He's having too much fun, man.
But he would leave on such a high note too winning fun, the chip. No. Favre only got one. He got two.
Yeah, but too much fun. And I understand The argument from people in sports, the first thing they say is, well, Kawhi Leonard left. It was a different circumstance. Kawhi Leonard never wanted to be in Toronto. He just wanted out of San Antonio. And then when he had the chance to leave to get to his final destination that he wanted to, which was always Los Angeles, because the Spurs were never trading him to Los Angeles. They'd say, we're not doing you any favors. This is different with Aaron Rodgers.
How do you know Aaron Rodgers' ultimate goal is not to be somewhere else?
It's just difficult when you win a championship, Jay, and your team that you've been with for how long? He's been 17 years?
No, 17. He came. Oh, damn. You might be right.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just hard.
Yeah. I don't put anything past anybody.
It was 2005. Yeah.
I mean, you can't put it past anybody, but just think about it. I'm winning a championship with you. I'm happy we live in. Everything's good. It's just hard to walk away because you're not going to get anything better.
Yeah, but on the flip side, you know, this will be the last chance maybe for him to find out if there is something better while he can still play.
What's better when you just won the Super Bowl, though?
But it's hard to repeat. Might be easier to find a new location.
But where? With the team that's stacked with the Kenny Clarks, the Devontae Adams, Aaron Jones. Like, it's just hard.
Yeah, no, I agree. If you took all the quarterbacks off every team and looked around, who could use Aaron Rodgers and they'd be really tough to beat? Packers would be one of those teams for sure. All right. The Cardinals and the Packers
to Cleveland
are two of the best teams in the NFC. Two of the best teams in the NFC. In the AFC, who knows who the best team is? A week after beating the Bills, the Tennessee Titans, much to my shock, I'm shocked by this, crushed Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. 27, that's not the shocking part, to 3 is the shocking part with that Titans defense. The Chiefs quarterback was held without 250-plus passing yards or a passing touchdown and threw an interception in his sixth straight game. Mahomes was knocked out of the game in the fourth quarter, cleared concussion protocol, is expected to play next week. Here is Patrick Mahomes on the Chiefs. They're now under 500. Continued struggles.
We have enough leaders on this team. We have to find a way. I mean, I don't know what that's going to take yet. We'll go in. We'll talk about it. We'll figure it out. We'll watch the film. But I trust that we'll find it. I mean, that's what's part of leadership. That's what part of great teams are, is being able to battle through adversity. And it's been kind of rainbows and flowers and awesome for these last few years. But Whenever you want to build something substantial and you want to build something great, you're going to go through parts like this.
What is wrong with the Chiefs? And how good are the Titans? What's wrong with the Chiefs? Let's start right
there. They should trade Patrick Mahomes. He's the problem. They would win a lot more games if they didn't have Patrick Mahomes.
Draft a quarterback.
Yeah, draft a quarterback. Go right ahead. I dare you. Sometimes these things happen, right? You get into a funk, and you can't figure out how to get out of it. You squeak into the playoffs, and you backdoor in there. The division is still winnable. They just continue to put themselves behind the eight ball as they keep piling up losses. At some point, they've got to turn it around and get a little more consistent. Part of the problem is Kelce and Tyreek Hill are the only two offensive weapons that they really have. Mecole Hardman and those guys have not come to the party like the Kansas City Chiefs thought they were. And they've got to get better at doing it. This is the reason that they went out there and signed Flash Gordon, because they felt like, okay, our receiving core, we need some more. We need a little more juice other than the two guys that we have. And that's part of the offensive problems. Plus, he's seeing things different than he saw a year or two ago at the quarterback spot. It's just different.
What do you mean he's seeing things different?
Patrick Mahomes is seeing things different. Like he's pressing when he's out there trying to throw the football. He's seeing things that he got away with a year or two ago. He's not getting away with that same thing. He may see it and be like, oh, I could do this. I did this before. Then all of a sudden the defense is on top of it. I'm worried about him, but I guess I would say I'm not overly worried because I got two teams in the division that I really – history shows that they've started a certain way and ended a certain way.
Broncos
meaning
and Chargers?
The Raiders and the Chargers. Mm-hmm. Even though I think both of those teams are great, you still are waiting for them to come back to earth, you know?
I'm worried about the Chiefs, man.
No, I'm worried, but I'm worried.
But he also, you know, the fact you talk about their offensive options, they have zero running game.
Never had a running game.
Well, I understand that, but like they can't get anything on the ground. It doesn't even keep the defense on their heels at all.
Really about usually?
Clyde Edwards-Helaire sideline.
But also the offensive line, they had to rebuild in the offseason. They did a great job, but they brought in pieces that now have to figure this out together, and because of that, they didn't spend any resources on the defensive side of the ball.
They had a flash with Kareem Hunt. 4 years ago. That was a flash.
Williams is pretty good.
And for the most part, Williams got hot late in the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, late in the season. But they've never had a Tennessee-type running game. Mm-hmm. They never had a Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt running game.
Oh, yeah, I agree
with you on that. Mm-hmm. They never had a Brian Westbrook, Philadelphia
Eagle. Maybe they need one as Jay's
Buckholter running game. And there's James Steele sitting there in the control room looking like he is about to lose his mind.
Bring James in this. James, jump on, James.
One of our producers on our show. As you can see him sitting there in stress. Agony.
I'm sad. What's wrong? The Chiefs make me sad now. I don't like it.
What's wrong with your team, James?
I don't know. There's a lot of things. Defense is bad. Can't run the ball. The offensive line doesn't look good. They keep turning the ball over. There's a lot of things to fix.
You just named the four things exactly right, by the way. Rattled them off.
There's a lot of things to fix, and I don't know if they're going to be able to fix them this year.
Yeah, they may be okay, though. Like I said, we're waiting to see what the Chargers are really about and the Raiders. So I think those two teams have shown us in the past they've gotten off the good starts and kind of came back to the party. Could be different this year.
There's something that Jay brought up, though, Key, that I'm curious to hear your opinion on. The Chiefs have not had, and then you picked it up, said they never really had that between the tackles, run it up the gut kind of complimentary kind of running game that can keep you honest. Do they need that?
I mean, you always need a portable game. This is why I'm impressed with the Arizona Cardinals, is because they figured out, okay, I can't just throw the ball all over the lot in the National Football League. Whatever Cliff Kingsbury did on self-check offseason has gotten this team offense more explosive and better because they run the ball more. I think with Kansas City, it's kind of the same thing. They've got to figure out how to establish some sort of semblance of a running game to some degree. They just everybody in the league got a running game that's good. Everybody. I mean, I don't care if it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They can run the ball when they want to. The Green Bay Packers when they want to. New Orleans Saints when they want to.
One-dimensional. Darrell Williams has, five carries. Look, the problem is also, too, like, I thought this Titans defense was bad. This Titans defense made life miserable for him. And the Titans defense has gotten better.
Sometimes matchups can dictate certain things too. When you look at Tennessee's opportunity to when they played them in the playoffs a couple years ago, the defense played a certain way, and then all of a sudden Kansas City turned it on.
Yeah, that offensive line has not figured out what they're doing yet in Kansas City, it seems to me. And in terms of the run game, Mahomes has to, has made up for it.
Yep.
But if he starts to take chances, sometimes it's not going to go his way, right? And then their defense can't get any pressure because they had to fix the line.
What if it's just not their year, though? Is the world going to explode because the Kansas City Chiefs don't make it to the playoffs?
James's world will explode.
I mean, I understand that a lot of people wanted them to be the greatest team ever in the history of football because they've gone to three straight AFC championship games and two straight Super Bowls. But sometimes people do catch up to you.
You know what those stats we just put on the screen say to me? Everything's the same with Mahomes, except the turnovers are way up. Look at that.
Yeah.
Completion percentage is up. Yards are up. This is last two seasons. But the big difference there, and the reason the QBR is much, much lower, is his touchdown interception ratio goes from 16-1 to 2-1.
In the first seven games of the season.
He's taking more chances.
Yeah, well, that's because he's probably pressing some. But a couple of those interceptions, you have to credit to – you cut that in half. So he got 9. I'm really going to give him 4 or 5. Depending on what you want. One of 4.5 interceptions on him. There you go.
That's legit because last year those things weren't happening, right? And so
Tyreek Hill wasn't dropping balls into the other person's hands, or the back wasn't tipping the ball and running the wrong route, and then he throws it and it becomes a pick. That's what happened.
And essentially, too, look at Ryan Tannehill's stat line from yesterday, 21-27 for 270 yards. He has so much time to drop back and throw the ball in the pocket where, this pass rush for Kansas City, they have the least amount of sacks in the league.
Now, combine
that.
Combine that,
with their O-line issues, and then them not having options, no running game, it's a formula for failure.
It was like the Super Bowl in the sense that they don't have to bring extra guys to get pressure on Mahomes, right? That's what they tried to fix in the offseason because they had lost both their tackles to injury. A couple of good tackles. They brought in some good tackles. They brought in some good offensive linemen. But again, so before we get out of here, Key, for the top of the hour, how much of that is true about the offensive line and your experience, where guys brought in 1 year need time to gel? Is that legitimate to hope for James and Chiefs fans to hope that that will happen as the year goes on?
Well, of course, you have to gel. You got 5 new bodies, even 5 new personalities and bodies that are on the offensive line. Even if you had 1 or 2 holdovers, the other 3 guys are still trying to figure out to get communication. When I know a guy is pulling and he's scraping to get up on the second level, and I've been with him for 5 years, I know his next move. But when I've been with a guy for 7 games, I don't know his next move. I'm thinking, okay, he's going to block the end. Now I can kick out and get the corner. I know that's going to happen. But if I'm thinking he's kicking out to get the corner and we both are thinking the same thing and we go get the tackle, we're screwed.
Not right. So there's reason to hope. Maybe the line can get better. Maybe Spagnuolo's defense can get better. But there's obviously reason for concern. They're under 500. Much more. KJM is next, including the GOAT making history. By the way, Keyshawn, J.Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join on the Goodyear Hotline. The GOAT is making history. ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number 1, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number 2, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.